Now that we have a new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, I want to be mezaris everybody. There is a mitzvah quoted in the Gemara Brachos Daf Ches and quoted in Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Hei in Or Chaim. La'olam yashlim adam parshiyosa v'matzibur shnai mikra v'echa targum. There's a mitzvah, a person to do shnai mikra v'echa targum. So if you haven't started yet, it's not too late to get back on track. It's only so far Bereishis and Noach. So that is a halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch shekol mashlim parshiyosa v'matzibur marichim lo yom avushnosav. This is a halacha and it has details in Mishneh Berurah. You can be ma'ayin and simin reish pei hey. Different shitas how it's done. There is a very basic machlokas. What does targum mean? So certainly, if you do targum unkas, that's certainly one way to be mekayim this. That's the words shnei mikra v'echa targum. There is a shita that the machaber quotes based on earlier rishonim that if you learn pirush Rashi chashuv kimo targum, because Rashi is coming to mefarish what the pesukim are telling us. Yirei Shemaim, Yikra Targum, the Gan Pirush Rashi, but they point out here in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, if you're doing Targum, you don't have to read every Rashi, but Peh, you could be Ma'ayin and learn it without having to say the words of Rashi. If you're doing it just with Rashi, not with Targum, you have to actually be Motzi B'Peh, the words of the Rashi. But that is clearly a halacha, and again, different ways that one can do it. You can do it Pasuk Pasuk, you can do it the whole parasha, you can do it from every Samoch, every Peh to the next one. You can do everything in Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. You can do it from the beginning of the week, and everyone should use their judgment about how to mekayim this mitzvah. I saw a psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. I just happened to come across this interesting derech agav. Echad hayimaber hasidra shnayim rikav echad targum v'ta v'dileg parsha shleima b'emsa sidra. Suddenly, let's say you thought you were up to a particular point in the parsha, and then you picked up from a later point, not realizing that you were not quite up to there yet. Now you kept going. Now, do you have to go back to where you really are up to and then go straight and repeat what you did already? Or can you just go back and do the part that you skipped? Shuva. Everyone can rest a little easier. Ein tzarech likros od hapam ma shekvar kara. That was a psak I see brought in the name of Moshe. I didn't see it anywhere else. There is a question in terms of, let's say, you're full behind, and now the question is, do you do the parsha that you're up to now, and then be mashlim, do you go back? There's different shittos about that. But that is clearly a clear halacha. I just want to be ma'or people in this regard. Once you're doing it, if you're doing targum, so it's good to know a little bit about what you're saying. It takes time. But just a har or two in terms of the targum. In Parashas Noach, we have a number of times referenced the idea of coming to the Teva, whether it's Noach coming into the Teva and the animals. If you notice in the targum, there are different words that you can be used to translate the word ba, to come. Sometimes the targum uses the word asa, like to come asa, or sometimes al. And what's the difference between al and asa? So the difference seems to be that asa is to come, to reach, to arrive. All is to go in, like l'kanes. So the mashal, if you see here in the beginning of the parsha, Vakimosias brisi tach uvasa el hateva ato uvanacha this pasuk yudches v'ishtchol neshevanacha itach says the targum v'se'ol, that's ol milashen ol v'se'ol is sevosa. Now the next pasuk says, "Mikol achay, mikol basar shnayim, mikol tavi elateva lachayos itach." Now here, the Targum says again, "Ta'il letevusa," because the Ramban explains what happened was the animals came to the teva, and then Noach would get them in to bring them in. But here you have something of a kasha. The next pasuk says, "Miofu mineu," and so on, "Shnayim mikol yavau elach lachayos." Now here, you would have expected the Targum to say Yavo Eilecha means that Yesu, they will come, because they're not going to actually, not entering yet to the Teva, they're just coming to Noach. Yet, interesting, this is a ha'ar I found in a Sefer on Targum Unkas, called Parshegen, and the Targum says, Train me kala Ya'alun Levasach. No, here it's used the Lashon of they will come, Asa, the Lashon Asa, not Ya'alun. So he suggests that maybe when you're coming before an Adam Chashuv, like the animals are coming before an Adam, someone of stature, then it's like a lashon of kenisa. It's like you're coming before them. It's not just you're arriving at a particular point, but there's a sense of authority. There's an authority over you. Then even the arriving is like a kenisa. Like let them come in. You're coming before the majesty. They're coming before. Maybe that's, he says, why we find by Bo El Paro. We find many times in Pesukim in Parshas Va'era, Parshas Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu is told Bo El Paro, and the Targum says, Ul Vas Paro. If he's just coming to arrive, it should say to go, Lashon Asa. There you could have a different terrace. There you could say that the Pshat is that he's to go into the palace. In other words, when he says Lecha Paro, he meets him by the water. When he says Bo El Paro, he's going to the Armon, to the palace, so he's actually entering. But you could also say that, you know, he just came to the outside, but coming to Paro's palace is a lashon of kenisa. Could be, depends on whether they had to have a special rishus that the Paro had to say, come on in, or they walked right in. It's a shaila in the Medrash that he discusses also in Parshas Va'era there, the Sefer Parshagin, beautiful Sefer on Targum, Rav Hosen. He lived in the Old City, maybe some of you have heard of him, and he was the Baal Tefillah in the Roy many years in Keren B'Yavne. You've heard of him, yeah? Amazing person, and he wrote. So he wrote a sefer on Targum Unkos, and he general, more scholarly, and then he started putting out, and maybe they'll have more coming out now, on the actual pesukim of Targum, beautiful things, and he discusses this inyan as well. Once we're ready on the inyan of going in, Milashin Knisa, and we talked about Daf Ches and Brachis. Let me just give you another inyan, meaning the inyan, the thread of connecting here. The very same Gemara Daf Ches earlier in the Amud talks about halacha b'negeya tefila. Amar of Chizda, la'olam yikanes adam shnei psachim b'veis ha-knesses. A person should enter two entrances. Says, what does that mean? Shnei psachim sakadaitach, ela ema shiur shnei psachim, v'akach yispalel. A person should what? Should enter the distance, similarly shiur, sounds like the amount of shnei psachim, and then only then daven. There are many pirushim here that brought the halacha in Siman Tzadi, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, also quoted by the Rambam, Perek Ches of Hilchas Tefillah. So Rashi learns, Halacha L'maisa Dizan Yanim. What does it mean? That person, you can't shear Shnei Pesachim. Rashi learns, Rochav, a Pesach we know is Dalet Amis, we had that in the Gemara just before, and Daf Gimel Beis in Sukkah, everything is interconnected. So you have to enter the distance of shear in from the door, the amount of twice Dalet Amis, if you're sitting mamish right next to the door, it looks like tefillah is a burden that you're waiting to get out. You should be right by the door, so then as soon as davening's over, you're the first one out of the shul, and therefore you should go in a certain distance. That is one pshat. There are other pirushim. If you look at the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk in connection to this, but there's a Yerushalmi in Brachas that quotes it in connection to a pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says she kanis beis haknesses yikanis shiur shnei psachim v'yachad kach yispalo l'kayim. This is based on the Yerushalmi, l'kayim lishmor mezuzas psachai. Mezuzas psachai is milash shnei psachim. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes Rashi's pshat. Then he quotes Abenu Yonah. Abenu Yonah says it depends. Not so pashit. If a person is a mokum kavua and shul, and the mokum kavua happens to be within the distance of shnei psachim from the door, then there's no problem. If you don't have Mokum Kavua, then you have to go in this distance. But if you have Mokum Kavua, then it's not a problem to be, even if it's within that distance from the door. There's another pshat. He says, Yesh Mefarshim Sheyishesh Shir Shnei Pesachim. You stay, you wait before you're davening, the amount of time it takes, you might say, to walk Shnei Pesachim. This is what the Kesef Mishnah discusses. There's another point that's mentioned by the Nosei Kelim here, that some say that this whole halacha is more relevant when they had Bate Knesios that were right next to Rishis HaRabin. However, in our Bate Knesios, we generally have like a courtyard or a vestibule or a corridor, so it's not the same halacha. If you take this again to the Shulchan Aruch, so again, the Torah quotes this in Siman Tzadi. Beis Yosef quotes a very Rishonim on it. Let me just go right to the Mishneh Berurah here. Siman Tzadi Siv Chaf. Yikaneis shir shnei psachim v'akach yispala. Says the Machaber, yesh mefarshim shir shnei psachim. I say Dalet Amis, it's four tefachim twice. I take that back. So it's shir of shmona tefachim. Okay, so it's not quite as long as I said before. Yesh mefarshim shir shnei psachim, da'ainu shmona tefachim. Yikonis lifnim shilo yeshiv eitzel ha-pesach. So it's really only anama and tutfach, and not as much. Shenir kimasu yeshivas beis ha-knesses. So if he's there, im yesh gomokim yuchad eitzel ha-pesach, im bekach klum, wamsha. That's based on Ben Yonah. Yesh mefarshim shatam, v'shema bitachutz, ben yachul chavin, you're going to look outside. So then it wouldn't be Nugea if it doesn't enter Rishis, it's a Pesach, not by Rishis Arabim. The Yesh Mefarshim, another Pshat, Shilo Yemaher Lispalel Miyad Kishi Yikanes, Kishi Nichnas, Ela Yisha Shior Shnei Pesachim, V'nachim Lachos Shechol HaPirushim. So cover your bases by being choshish for all the Perushim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach, therefore it would be preferable to make some kind of an azara, a courtyard, a corridor, l'fnei beis haknesses, stugmas ha'ulam, that was in front of the heichal. V'chein kasam agen Avraham, v'chein noagu kayom, v'chol makom. Not quite, but usually there's a shul corridor, you don't go right from the street into the shul itself. V'al kein, says tov lehader, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chatchila, shlo l'spala ba'azara kim beis haknesses. You ever think about those shtiblach in Eretz Yisrael? You know, you walk in, and then there's a carter and the minyanim all the time outside the actual shul. So better to daven actually in the shul, not in the azara of the shul. The other shita is that you should wait the shir shnei psachim kadesh siyashiv daito olav yisbal bekavana. If you walk in the shul and literally the next thing you do, you start davening, ain't daiti mishavas olav. All right, so these are interesting halachas in and that chesed brachas and inyan of going in and kenisa, so mabesedra. All right, so.